If there's one thing that bothers me, it is when a politician that is guilty of committing a crime is caught up and exposed in some sort of scandal.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
That the American people throw out justice because of their lack of understanding of what the law states in our U.S. Constitution. They then fall in line with the propagandist, namely the CIA-controlled media, that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they themselves have sworn to uphold. This is why they believe, as a demigod would, that they are above the law. The preamble to the United States Constitution states, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice." And yet, when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. That is like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask him to resign. This only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. This is completely unjust and backward. Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there is nothing that they can do until his tenure, the holding of office, is up. That again is like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before actually arresting him and incarcerating him. This is completely and utterly false. Like President Roosevelt stated, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. The U.S. Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, disqualification, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, these laws, cannot be tolerated. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. Two-thirds of the senators must vote for a conviction. The offender may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again if he or she is found guilty. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson occurred in 1868 when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adapting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 1867, simply over the president's veto. He had removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with the brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. Earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as Secretary of War ad interim. President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974. This was about a pedophile ring being cracked open in Washington, D.C. President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. Later, the Senate found him not guilty. It wasn't about Monica Lewinsky and adultery, friends, that and that alone. It was about Chinagate, where Bill Clinton and his criminal administration were actually selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese military. Now that's not all. After the impeachment process is complete, then comes in prosecution. Not a resignation, only to encourage the next politician to commit the same crimes, prosecution for the laws that they have transgressed. President Harry S. Truman rightly stated that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Got much to cover today. So with that, if you'd like to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out morning show, afternoon show, right side is Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com. My show, obviously, from 2 to 3 Central Standard. And then on Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Standard as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I can't reiterate this enough. The contributors to sonsoflibertymedia.com are literally second to none. They are in the culture war. Let's put it that way. They are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. You know, which brings me just food for thought. Just today, I was listening to another popular evangelist, probably a little bit better than the other guys, but they're still holding and maintaining as gatekeepers to make sure the establishment in the church remains. You know, because we have an establishment in government, see, it follows the church, friends, because the church is called, again, to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Well, what the church does, guess what follows in suit? The government, okay? And so, again, we got to understand that order, because what we're seeing is this in play today. But the point is, he was talking about how, where's the church? And I wrote a book called Children of the Apostate, as we all the well know. And he kept saying, "Where's the church? Where's the church?" And I'm sitting there looking to myself, and I'm saying to myself, "Are you kidding me, dude? Where's the church? Where's the church? You're a part of keeping everybody in line. You're a part of putting yourself in the position of being the standard rather than Jesus Christ." And the first thing I did is I picked up the phone and I called someone close to me and I said, you know what's interesting is I'm now hearing this popular evangelist today talk to his people asking the question, where is the church? And I remember on April 20th, 1999, right after that school shooting at Columbine, I remember everybody ran from the schools and myself and 30 other people put this ministry together in response to the call of God, and we ran to the schools. And I also noticed that when we ran to the schools, which is the greatest demographic that we have in this country, our own kids. What a novel idea. Our own kids. You know, let me put this up to that. How many millions and trillions of dollars are spent every year concerning the missionaries out of the United States of America that are sent to other countries to preach what they call a gospel to them people, whereas they fail to preach to their own kids in their backyard? Is there a place for missionaries? Absolutely. I'm not denouncing that. I'm just exposing the hypocrisy, Luke 12:2, which stinks to high heaven. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, now going back to schools, when we did the first school and the third school and the ninth school and then the 100th school and then the 200th school and then the 300th school. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, that's where the church is. That's where the church was. And I also noticed that simultaneously while we were out there, our opposition didn't only come from the likes of the MSNBC and the state-run media and the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. We expected all that. But you know where a majority of our opposition came from? It was from those that called themselves Christians. And I want to tell you why. I told this person that I talked to on the phone, I said, the reason that they ignored us, they ostracized us, the reason that in many cases they picked up stones and they wanted to stone us was just like in 14:15 of Numbers, when Moses gave the commandment to Caleb and Joshua to go out there and bring back the fruit and show them that it can be done. And when Joshua and Caleb obeyed the Lord through Moses, they went, they got the good fruit, they came back, and they said that we are more than able. And when they did that, what did the children of Israel say to Joshua and Caleb during that particular time? They picked up stones and they wanted to stone them. I want to tell you, that's the church of Jesus Christ. And when you look at Revelation 12:17, that's where you see the real deal Christianity, because they're under great persecution. But again, I want you to remember, while these modern day evangelists are asking the question, where is the church? I want to turn around and say, I can tell you exactly where the church is. You were persecuting them. You were bad-mouthing them. You were talking them down because you didn't want anybody to see what real Christianity looked like. Now you have the audacity to sit back and ask the question, where's the church? When you all the well know where the church is. But because you're an enemy of the cross, you're not going to walk that walk because you seek the approbation and the approval of men and not of God. So I got to tell you, friends, and this has been the life of my ministry for 25 years, they know exactly where real Christianity is because they are partakers of persecuting and ostracizing the real church in America. And when I heard that today, I just said to myself, people such as yourself, like it or lump it, you sicken me to the core. You profess to be one thing, and then you have the audacity to stand up when your backs are up against the wall because you didn't want to listen to Christianity in exhibition, in action. You just wanted to keep giving your professed love, and that's what you wanted to do. You honor the Lord with your lips, but your hearts are far from him because you didn't obey him, because you didn't go outside of the camp and bear the reproach. No, you had to stay inside and you had to be the people's leader because you love being the people's leader. The word is clear. That which is highly esteemed among men, listen carefully, my friends, is an abomination in the sight of God. When the people said in question as to who was Jesus, some said he was a good man. Others said he was a deceiver. Do you understand? Do you remember when Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another? And if the world hates you, you know that it first hated me. They don't want to bear that cross. They want to be loved by men because they love the praise of men. And then what do? Again, when their backs are up against the wall, they cry out and they say, where is the church? I just want to make clear, y'all understand, the church is the one that's in trouble today. Because that's all you have to do to get in trouble today is to tell the truth and act out your Christianity. Hey, let me say it this way, friends. The world's not waiting for another definition of Christianity. It's looking for a demonstration of it. It's looking for a demonstration of it. And if you don't have that, it's because you don't have Christ. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in any time, you can do so. Stick to the topic, if you would. If you want to call in and contend, you can do that. If you want to go ahead and throw something out there for us, you can do that as well. Jude 3 and 4. If you want to call in, please, again, 281-845-4704. There was just some technical difficulties with the Rumble feed. That's all on Rumble, folks. All on Rumble. It's just not a good message to send, especially on a paid channel. But they were having some issues, but it is back up now. Just wanted to let you know. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1. 1 Timothy 2:5. Hey, listen to me carefully, Americans, real carefully. There's only one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. Anything outside of that, adding to or taking away, it's cursed, number one, Revelations 22. But secondly, it is idolatry, okay? 1 Timothy 2:5. Also go over to Acts 4:12 when you get a moment, because there's no name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, because he is the one that we follow. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. And we are going to hold to that until we take our last breath, friends. until we enter into glory by his grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 281-845-4704. I want to finish what I was just talking about because I guess the new theme is evangelist, the popular evangelist. Notice what I said, the popular evangelist. They're always the ones that are put up. They're always the ones that never are impeded in any sense of the word. They're the ones that are never suppressed. Folks, if they're an error in the smallest of details, they're given free rein to go ahead and preach to the world, and the big tech companies and your government will sit back and allow it to go. Why? Because they want to delude. They want to add leaven to the whole lump. They want people off. Here, let me say it this way. If I have to send a message to a satellite to receive that message, satellite has to be aligned. It has to be calibrated absolutely perfect. It cannot be off in any sense of the word for that beam to go from the satellite to whatever it is or whatever it may be when it comes to my receptor. Okay, well, it's the same thing. If it's off just a little bit, we're not going to get that signal. And I'm telling you, folks, and listen to me carefully, they are gatekeepers. They are, in many cases, inadvertently, they're put there, and they think that they're doing everything just fantastic and everything is absolutely perfect, when in fact, folks, they're sending the wrong message because they're off base when it comes to their doctrine. It's heretical. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. That's who you have up in front of you right now. The John Hagee. Oh, I mean, goodness, folks, I could just go on with a whole plethora of names right now. But if they're popular and they're on television and they're making a lot of money, remember what it says in Luke 6:26. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Okay? It's a sure sign that real Christianity in demonstration. And it is a real sign, friends, and a genuine signal to you that real Christianity is being persecuted and they're being hated for the name of the Lord because they're standing on the word. They're not being praised by men in any sense of the word, okay? They may be praised for the very purpose that they're a servant to the Lord and they can be honored in such a way, but not to take away the honor that belongs to Christ and Christ alone. Now, if you're just joining us, what I'm going off on right now is a popular evangelist got on his program, and it was on one of the feed reels on big tech companies where he was asking the question, where is the church? Where is the church? As he finds himself as an enemy of the cross. See, what they love to do, folks, is they love to put themselves up as being smart guys, when in fact the Lord said that the Lord chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, to choose the weak things of the world to confound the mighty, and not many mighty or noble are called, okay? But they love to be praised. They love when people talk. It's like the rabbis of the day. They love the attention they get. But I want to tell you something, friends. They're dangerous. Because they're not going any further than what the, listen to me carefully, this is how you're going to detect it. They're not going to go any further than the enemy allows for. Do you understand? They've learned how to talk through submission to their masters. They're not breaking outside of that, folks, that mold that's been made called the establishment in the church and in government. Nope. They've learned to submit to the degree that they're allowed to go to. You all know what I'm talking about. Because if the church was doing its job since day one, which they still are, I'll tell you what, they wouldn't be going along with the establishment in the church and or in the government. But they're trying to keep a false peace within. In fact, what they're doing is they're creating war against God. Read Micah 3:5. Have you been, are you at the point now where you're tired of this, friends? You need people that understand that they are going to hear the voice of the apostles and the prophets of the day. Well, some will say, Bradley, that's a thing of the past. You are incorrect. You are incorrect. Let me ask you the other question. Why have you been baptized? If you call yourself a Christian, why have you been baptized for the dead? What am I talking about? Well, you're crucified with him, right? Galatians 2:20. And they that are crucified have crucified themselves with Christ, have crucified themselves with this lust and affections. And if we live in the Spirit, then we walk in the Spirit. You can also go over to Romans 8, and that which precedes verse 14, and you're going to see the same thing. those that are Christ are dead in Christ. As a matter of fact, the Bible says again in Romans 8 that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. They know nothing of that because their message contradicts repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No, they're trying to do their niceties. They're trying to be a bunch of people pleasers. They're trying to win people to Jesus without using or preaching his word. They're an abomination, and they stand in the face of God as an enemy. You do, folks, recognize this, do you not? Jesus said that he came not to bring what? Here, let me go over here. I want you to just listen to this because it's important. This is what I was thinking about today, and it took me by surprise, but I want to share this little surprise as to how I respond to it in this whirlwind in which I live. Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, he said, "Do not think that I've come to bring peace on earth." Also, Genesis 15:3, the Lord is a man of war. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. And what does a sword do? It divides. One more question. The mass amount of evangelists in America today, what are they guilty of? They're guilty of you. Should I say it this way? They are guilty of leading you to their favorite politician of the day. Am I incorrect or am I correct? 281-845-4704. Do you realize that our forefathers, the banners that they flew over their head were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven? Do you also know that, again, going back to that document concerning what our forefathers laid through the Declaration of Independence, do you realize that that document, three quarters of it, is again showing you what our forefathers would not tolerate? So what is the lesson? They appealed to heaven. That's why his name is in the that document, the Declaration of Independence, four different times. Four different times. Their appeal was to the Lord, not to their favorite politician, because they understood to submit to their favorite politician brings a curse. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. And wasn't it the lesson that our forefathers also taught us, that the king across the pond would not be ruled by what? God. And because he would not be ruled by God, they threw him off. And we find provision for that throughout our founding documents and throughout the historical records of who it was that was behind all of what it is that we have today, 250 years later. I don't understand it. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, what about peace? What about peace? What about it? Let me ask you another question to that. How is it that you, if you call yourself, again, a child of God, how is it that you're at peace with the world that's at war with God? I need to know this. I'm not trying to understand it, because I understand what Scripture says against it, and it stands against it. But I want to know, how is it that you're okay and you're at peace with a world that's at war with God? I mean, the babies are being murdered. The Supreme Court has just taken authority over the church. Intermeddling, inference concerning marriage, which belongs to the church. I mean, the list goes on. Removing prayer, removing the Ten Commandments, saying this, that, and the other thing. And whatever they say, you've been taught by the evangelicals today that whatever they say goes and you need to submit to it. Nonsense. Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. We do a whole show on this. 281-845-4704. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In Christ, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Yeah, let's put that into scriptural perspective. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. as will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Frederick Gillette from Hinsdale, Massachusetts. Are you sick and tired of seeing the nation that we all love so much being turned into HE double hockey sticks? Psalm 917? Then tune in to Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. Bradley doesn't just magnify the crimes of the wicked. Bradley gives biblical and constitutional solutions to the problems that plague our nation. Listen and put hands and feet to what you learn. Bradley Dean on BBS Radio.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of which, here, let me just say this and we'll end this little segment. We have the evangelist of the day. I mean, just think about this. Hey, just think about this. Hey, folks, I want to say this for the record. I have never in my life, never one time that I can recollect, especially in this new birth, I have never, as a Christian, one time have ever asked anybody to do for me what I didn't first do 100 times. Never. For a guy, a popular evangelist, to get up and put on one of his feeds asking the question, where is the church? What kind of a witness is that? You're the one that led them to the position in many cases as to where they're at today, and you're asking them where the church is? You know what I tell people constantly? Bradley, you know, I mean, I need to read a book about this, that, and the other thing, and what it's like to be a Christian and how to lead my family. And hey, No. Here, let me just say this. The best way to raise up your kids and to raise up disciples for Christ is to lead the way as you follow Christ. You can read all the books that you want, folks. We are up to here with theologians, which have their place as well. But we are up to here with theologians. We are up to here with modern day evangelism in America that everything else needs to come into play when it comes to real Christianity. Because when real Christianity comes in, what's going to happen is all of them are going to be called out for the counterfeits that they are. That's why the mainstream media suppresses and censors real Christians. They don't want you to see what it really looks like and what it entails. In action, because Christianity is always in action. It's always a demonstration. And we cover that, I mean, a multitude of times on this show. That's why I always end the show with 1 John 3:18. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this our hearts are assured before him, by what it is that we do. We're justified. We're called friends of God because of what we do. We're justified, and because we're justified, we do the works, right? Not the other way around. But again, I want to make clear that you all understand, now you have your evangelists in this country standing up and asking where the church is, when in fact they're the ones that are responsible for leading them into the position that they're in. And by the way, that's not an excuse on any of your part as well, because you have the same Bible that I have. You have the same Bible that I have. Now, I want you to see this because I need to get to this topic because it's important that I do. One of my friends sent this over to me not too long ago, and it says, Amy Klobuchar, she's a senator. She just happens to be from Minnesota here. Did you know that Amy Klobuchar, when she was landed in the U.S. Senate, she's a sellout, she's a Judas, no question about it. She was $40,000 in debt. Amy Klobuchar. Okay, this is a reflection of the church, okay? She was $40,000 in debt. She owned no real estate, stocks, bonds, or liquid assets. She was broke. She was upside down, folks. She had a 570 credit score, and she joked about all of this at a town hall in 2010 as she claimed to be just like you and me. I want you to listen carefully, because this always points to the answer that you claim that you want. But it also points to what it is that you put up with. I want you to listen carefully. Let's go fast forward 14 years on Senator. She's installed. They're all installed, friends. They're not there working for the people. They're working against the people. They're working on national relations. They're working on international affairs. They're funding, folks, they're funding our enemies worldwide. You're funding all of this. That's who these people are working for. They're trying to demoralize you. They're trying to corral you into their new system of government. That's who all these people are. That's why they promote the things that they do concerning the unlawful and unconstitutional agendas. And that's why you always have me and Tim pointing at the Word of God and the Constitution, because those are the answers that you say that you want. But let's go 14 years fast forward with Senator Klobuchar. Do you know that she is now the fourth wealthiest woman in America? Did you know that? Isn't it amazing how they go into office and they're completely broke? It's a lucrative business, folks. Everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon and becoming a politician so they can be served. So they can be served by you rather than to serve. It's a lucrative business. It's crazy to me how they go in and they're broke and they make $174,400. And just within a couple years, they are multi-million-dollar. They're multi-millionaires. But here's the kicker. Did you know that your said politicians, did you know that they admitted that they were corrupt? Did you also know, let's put them in check, President Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Man, it's amazing to me how they're living high off the hog. Oh, this is, hey, folks, I'm telling you right now, the Lord's going to bring it all down. He's going to bring them all down to exactly where they need to be. But again, this is a judgment upon us for tolerating it. The first president of the United States of America, George Washington, warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people that few men and women have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. By the way, women weren't even allowed to serve in government until the 1900s. Many people say that the country went awry after that took place. You can take that as a shot if you want to, but I wasn't making it a shot, but I can make it a shot if you want me to. I wasn't pointing the finger, but I'm just giving you the facts. Washington said few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Do you know that many of our forefathers lost all that they had? Matter of fact, here, just I love to back up everything I say on the show, and I'll continuously do it. But I want to go to the end of the Declaration of Independence, and I want you to listen to this. Because, again, this is your forefathers, and this is what they said. They said, and for the support of the Declaration with a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Wow. That's crazy. No, that's love in action. If we take a look at what's happening in the arena of politics today, first you see the preachers preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, right? And then you see the politicians fall into the same trap. Well, as I said, that's the process. Methodically, that's what they do. First the church, then we see it in society. What's the message? Given you'll get. Is that true? In part. But not the way they preach it. Those that preach gain is godliness, the Bible says to withdraw yourself. I didn't say not to tithe. I'm talking about who you're tithing to is what matters. But when we look at the arena of politics today, we can see that this warning and these warnings from Truman and Washington have been largely ignored by the people concerning those that they were addressing. As a matter of fact, Americans are betrayed on a daily basis. You're going to see all of this in full fruition real quick, friends. Do you guys remember the documentary called Band of Brothers? Do you guys remember there was a scene, I think it was part 3 or 4. It's a document, historical. It's a documentary of real events throughout the documentary. But there was a point where a soldier seen a tank coming towards him. And he was friendly with that guy that was driving that tank that was coming towards him. And what he noticed was a German tank hidden in camouflage. And what this faithful soldier did is he ran over to him and he was waving his hand saying, stop, stop, stop. You're going to come in view of that German tank and that Panther, it's going to destroy you if he sees you. So what he did is he didn't just wave his hands. He ran up to the tank that was coming into sight by this German tanker. And what he did, he was disregarded almost with a complete disregard, completely, almost like a you're bothering me attitude. And that faithful soldier ran up to, it was a British guy, and he popped his head out and he said, what is it, mate? And he looked at him and he said, you got a German tank right on the left over there. And he said, well, I can't rightly do anything about it if I don't see it. He said, I'm telling you right now, there's a tank right in front of you. And you come in within its view, you come in with this scope, and within his radar, he's going to nail you. And you know what that British guy did? He said, are you done yet? To the faithful soldier that was warning him not to get hit by that German. So what he did is he said, you're going to see him real soon. Bradley Dean is saying this right now. You're going to see the manifestation of what I've been worrying about for 20 years in this country real soon because the people don't listen. I'm telling you, you're coming into view. You're getting lined up the way they want to line you up for your demise. So what happened? The British guy ignored the warning, right? Psalm 19:11. What did he do? He went right in range of that German that he didn't see, almost as if to suggest that the faithful soldier was lying to him, like he didn't really see it, like he was just making it up, like he didn't have anything better to do when he jeopardized his life from running from point A to point B to warn him. And what did he do? He went right into range in that German tank, looked at him, got him in his sights, calibrated the shot, took the shot, and destroyed him. Why? Because he took it lightly. Because he took it lightly. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. American politicians are saying, yes, we are corrupt. Yep, we are corrupt, say they. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date, as will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Yeah, and somehow the world looks like that. They look at that like it's hate to warn them. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. It really is. Ah. 281-845-4704. You know, when I get really hot, man, I'm telling you what, it's the women that call up because they know that they got to get busy doing something. Want to tell you, too, if you want to book us, now is the time to do it. If you want to change your community, then now's the time to do it. Not tomorrow. Procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. Don't do tomorrow what you can do today because you missed the blessing. Once it comes and goes, it's gone. Opportunity. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I need to just fire this off. We're talking about the American politician. Yes, we are corrupt. And I just highlighted Washington and Harry S. Truman. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. I was just highlighting Amy Klobuchar, who was upside down, underwater, as they say. She was a total loser. She had a credit score of 570. She didn't care, no integrity. And then she jumps into the business, the lucrative business of swearing to represent the people while she's representative special interest groups. And before you know it, friends, she's the fourth richest person, namely a woman, in the country. Wow, that's just crazy. Here, as a matter of fact, let me give it to you. 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. You want to say it again? 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. How are they doing that when they're making $174,400? You say you want the answers. I've given it to you a million times. I've given it to you a million times. Impeach and prosecute. Impeach and prosecute. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. That's the answer you're always going to get. And until you come to terms with that and actually execute the commandment, the law, upon the heads of the guilty, lawfully, you're not going to get any other result. Isaiah 51, verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Go ahead and add this first and foremost to the church. Amos 5, 15 as well. It's the heart of God, Jeremiah 9, 24. So let me just kick this off for you really quick so you understand that senators in this government have been serving themselves, as we all the well know, and as well as special interest groups that have literally been conspiring, literally, against the American people for years, such as Robert C. Byrd. Remember that guy, West Virginia? Don't forget about Daniel K. Inouye. He served for 49 years. What about Storm Thurmond? 47 years he served. Who was he serving? Well, he became a millionaire. Who do you think he was serving? Edward Kennedy, 46 years. Patrick J. Lee, 42 years. And the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. Who's keeping him there? You know what's crazy about that? 11% approval rating from the people, but somehow they're serving for 47 years, for 46 years, 42 years. Can we say installed? Yeah. Can we say that's the fruit of a massive voter fraud system? Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. I got a whole list of politicians in front of me right now. Let me give you some of their quotes concerning the last 7 minutes that I have you. Jesse Unruh, Speaker of California Assembly, back in the 1960s. Of California State Treasurer in the 1970s and 80s, he said, money is the mother's milk of politics. Didn't the Lord warn us of all that? Yeah. Yeah. Deuteronomy 6:12. Yep. He told us not to forget where the power to become wealthy comes from. Because if you do, this is what's going to happen. Oh, I can just hear somebody say, you know, money's the root of all evil. No, it is not. Money is not. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. How many times I've seen professors say, oh, the love of money is the root of all evil. No, they say, I'm sorry, forgive me. Not the love of money. They say, money's the root of all evil. And I say, no, that's not what it says. It says the love of money. Right? And they'll do anything to get it. They'll even sell out the Son of God for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. Yep. What does it teach us? When people do that, they commit suicide. Yep, they do. Because it's a law unto itself. Let's go on to Jesse again. He said, the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process. You know, I hear this all the time as well. Hey, folks, look at all these people that rule the world. I'm here to tell you they don't rule the world. The only people that rule the people are the people that bend over and submit to their unlawful orders. Stand up. Stand up. Because they don't rule anybody's world unless you let them rule your world. My God, the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. The government is upon his shoulders. Read Matthew 28, verse 18. All power has been given unto him. He is in control of all things at all time in all places. Yeah, I love that because it's true. It really is. But the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process. And they own the politicians that go to them for money. We are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, or a republic, by the way, one person, one vote, to an oligarch form of society where billionaires would be determining who elected officials of this country are. In other words, they're not selected by the people. They're selected by the billionaires and millionaires. And you all well know it, because that's who they end up serving every single time, just like the current administration. You know what Bernie Sanders said, who's a communist? He's the guy that said, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. He said the real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. So here again, you have a bunch of Judases in the halls of government selling you out, just like we've been warned time and time again concerning this topic. Joe Biden said you have to go where the money is. Now, where the money is, there's almost always implicitly some string attached. Well, why do you have to go where the money is, Joe? Because you want to get rich. $174,400 a year isn't enough money. We want to get rich. That's why we came in. Are you listening? Okay. He said, it's awfully hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know has a particular position. Then he said, you have to conclude they're wrong and vote no. In other words, submit to them. Concede. Today's whole political game, run by absurdist nightmare of moneyed elites, is ridiculous. A game in which the corporations are people and money, and how it's magically empowered to speak. Yep. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. Yeah, it's all fun and games temporarily. Who said that? Jim Hightower, Texas. Texas. Yeah. Russ Feenhold said, people tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and that multimillionaires and billionaires and big corporations are calling the shots. It's hard not to argue. Or I'm sorry, he said, it's hard not to agree. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. The people that are accomplices by doing nothing because they're apathetic or they're scared, they're as much a part of the problem as the ones that are committing the crime. They're accomplices. Ted Cruz, Texas. This guy's an absolute clown. I'm sorry. I would love to get Mr. Smarty Pants on the show so he can show you how smart he is. Ted Cruz said lobbyists and career politicians. He's got five offices, by the way. His wife has been working hard at tearing down the borders between us and Mexico and America and Canada for decades. Okay, that's what this is all about concerning what's rolling out right now. He's a big part of that. But he tries to play, you know, the Silver Knight from Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from the 1930s. He wants to play the people's hero. No, he's a sellout, friends, and he's a coward. 78 verse 9 of Psalm. This is what he said. He said, lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. Well, I haven't heard him call them out. Have you? No. He said, Ted did, they on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. Wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't it also interesting that Ted Cruz has been set up on how many congressional hearings, talking big, but never any justice brought forth upon the heads of those that have committed the crime? So he's a part of the problem. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Wow. Mark Hanna said, there are two things that are important in politics. The first is money, and I can't remember what the second one is. Isn't that, hey folks, let me end the show with this. Isn't that funny? He said he couldn't remember what the second one is. I bet he can remember now because he's not here anymore to talk about it. I wonder if it's funny now. Probably not. 9:27 of Hebrews. Love you by what we do. Got you for 2 hours tomorrow.